there is so much that people have been interested in the weather. And, of course, now at the beginning of this year, it just seems like a harsh winter.
You got it. We're going to talk about weather. That was the voice of Elwin Taylor, Extension Climatologist for Iowa State University here in Ames, Iowa. And, as Elwin points out, it's been cold. The big news around here in the Midwest has been the so-called polar vortex that brought on Arctic temperatures so extreme the schools and businesses were shut down for several days. Elwin Taylor is a weather celebrity here in Ames, Iowa. He is a world-renowned climatologist. So I asked him to explain exactly what a polar vortex is.
Well, there is at each pole a vortex, so it keeps the air from mixing outside of the polar area mostly. However, sometimes we have what we call polar outbreaks of cold air. That happens almost every winter where we get air that originates, it's very dry and starts off very cold as the air flows out of the high Arctic area into the Midwest. This would typically happen two or three times during a winter. During harsh winters, often the cold outbreaks would be seven or eight. Occasionally, the outbreak of cold air, Arctic temperatures, makes it all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, occasionally beyond that. These are the freezes they worry about in the citrus area of Florida and Texas. When we have a polar outbreak, some years they don't have killing frost for the fruit areas. Other years they do. Somehow polar vortex became a buzzword this year. Normally, I would say the very cold air that we have had this past week is a strong low pressure area with a counterclockwise flow of air serving to draw air down from Canada into the Midwest, giving us the strong winds and the chill that we're experiencing. This year, someone decided to call that low pressure a polar vortex. Well, indeed, it is a low pressure that did have origin in the high Arctic and did move into our area. So it's not deceitful, but it is new to almost everyone. It sounds like it will be the buzz term for a while now. A storm of counterclockwise rotation that is covering perhaps half of our 48-state area, or a third of it. So it's massive. This moves slow, is almost a power unto itself, not associated necessarily with a front, except the ones that it itself is generating, and can sit still and be large for quite a period of time. Normally, we talk about the southern extreme of polar air is the location of the Arctic front. Arctic front, another new term for many people. The extent of the cold Arctic air, and so we just call the edge of that air mass the front. Front means the edge of a mass of air, whether they be warm fronts or cold fronts, or in this case, Arctic front. The cold air that masses at the North Pole extends for a certain distance, the edge all the way around. If you look down on the Earth from space, it would look like a pancake sitting on the North Pole that extends down about to the Arctic Circle, and the edge of that pancake is the edge of the bitterly cold and fairly dry, usually, for humidity, Arctic air. And then the front doesn't stay in a perfect circle like a pancake. It sometimes gets waves on it and extremes. It spends its time in northern Canada for most of the summer, and it often then establishes itself in Minnesota, and that degree of being north or south in the country. For the winter, we have been seeing a lobe of cold air that has existed on this breaking out for a distance over the United States. This past couple of weeks, very far south of the Arctic Circle. And, of course, this is balanced by an incursion of warmer air into the Arctic Circle above freezing temperatures in Sweden and Norway and Finland, even north of the Arctic Circle.
This is mostly dry air. One of the things about what we call harsh winters used to be cold and snow.
The polar air is dry air because the amount of water that can be contained in the air is a temperature-dependent thing. The warmer the air, the more water it can hold. And so when we get warm air from the tropics coming up into the Midwest, it is usually very humid. And cold air from the Arctic that has been to a temperature as cold as 40 below zero, we consider dry air. It's not perfectly dry, but for all practical purposes, it is. The relative humidity, if that air warms, is just very low. So there is not a great deal of moisture comes from that air. However, when we have a condition of the cold air being heavier, sitting next to the ground, and warm air from the Gulf of Mexico that is humid, sliding up over the top of it, we have a boundary above our heads of where the cold air and the warm air meet, and precipitation begins with the warmer, wet air. It falls through the cold air near the surface. That gives us perhaps heavy snow, perhaps freezing rain, and sometimes just rain right near the very edge of where these things meet on the ground. And this is the condition we've been seeing. It almost makes us think that we have a winter of the harshness that people were thinking about back in the 1950s and 60s as common. And this is not really a surprise that we do go into weather conditions that we had many years ago, even though we've had several years of relatively mild winters.
Thank you, Alwyn Taylor, Extension Climatologist for Iowa State University.